Municipal Election 2022 Candidate Questionnaire. Shamila Shakil, Trustee, York Region District School Board Newmarket today sent this questionnaire to all candidates, including those acclaimed, requesting a completed response prior to the October 24 election, which would be published when received. Maximum word limits have been strictly enforced, to be fair to all candidates. The responses have not been edited in any way, including for grammar, spelling and clarity. Point 1. What are the top four qualities required to be an effective municipal representative? 4 word limit. Honest, compassionate, respectful, responsive to. Explain why you are the best qualified candidate. 100 word limit. For the past 5 years, I have been a tireless advocate and trusted voice in the fight for adequately funded public education and safety in schools. I have been volunteering at a grassroots level and helping many parents navigate the school system to ensure that their children are receiving adequate support. My experience through collaborative efforts with students, parents, educators, superintendents, trustees, senior board staff, and community organizations definitely helps me understand the many layers involved in the role of a trustee. I also still have 3 kids attending YRDSB schools, so I'm heavily invested. Our community deserves the best. 3. What are the 2 most important issues for your ward, constituents? 200 word limit. Based on my experiences and many conversations with families and educators over the last 17 years in the public education system, the most important issue is safety, which includes the need for smaller class sizes, effective public health measures, and more supports for education workers and students. When these needs are met, we see meaningful gains in students' academic achievement, behavior, social skills, and mental health. For the past 5 years, I have been collaborating with all stakeholders to help establish better safety and communication protocols when there are violent incidents in classrooms, bullying incidents, and racist acts or slurs. The work is ongoing. Another important issue is special education and remedial supports during the school day, in classrooms. With fractured learning for the past 2 school years, many students need more individualized attention and support to build up their reading, writing, and math skills. Private tutoring is expensive and inaccessible for most families in York Region, so we need adequate allocation of resources to ensure that students can receive supports and remedial help from qualified teachers in classrooms. Trustees must continue to remind the Ministry of Education of the need for more funding to support our most vulnerable students. Point 4. What will you do to ensure you are accountable to your constituents? 50 word limit. I will listen and communicate effectively with constituents. Each year, I will attend a school council meeting at every school to provide an opportunity for school communities to voice concerns and learn about the board's goals and plans. I will hold monthly meetings to get input on allocation of resources. Point 5. What is the most important issue for council, school board to address in the next term? 100 word limit. Over the next few months, current and future YRDSB trustees are tasked with hiring a new director, who we will hold accountable for student achievement, well-being, and equity. Trustees will need to establish a positive working relationship with the director and all senior board staff. It will be crucial to build trust and mutual respect in order to make impactful decisions for all students to thrive. 6. Describe your dream project that would result in a better quality of life in Newmarket. 100 word limit. My dream project is definitely to have the infrastructure and funding in place to provide free psychological assessments and psychoeducational assessments, as well as free counseling services for all students from kindergarten through grade 12. The needs have always been there, but the pandemic highlighted the gaps in mental health resources and increased the need for youth services. As a psychometrist, I see how beneficial it is for students to have assessments, individual education plans, IEPs, and accommodations for their learning and mental health. The current system is inequitable and needs to be much better. Answer yes or number, 1 word limit. Are the school board's equity and inclusivity policies working? Yes. Are the EQAO and large-scale testing a fair measurement of student achievement? No. Could the school board improve accountability and transparency to parents and students? Yes. Should trustees block followers on their board social media accounts? No. Should there be fixed terms for trustees? No. Is enough being done in schools right now for pandemic safety? No.